calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded.
Yeah. Hello, dropped it in.
We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Community Health Choices. My name is Patty on a recorded line. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Shane. I'm calling for Family First Home Care. I would like to speak with the coordinator, Melissa.
Okay, I can help with that. You said your name was Shana?
Shandell.
Okay. And what is the best phone number for you, Shandell?
267-551-7427.
Thank you. And do you happen to know your tax ID or NPI number?
Yeah, the tax ID is 822-843-555.
Thank you. And who's the participant you're calling about?
The name is Lynette Weathers.
Can you spell the last name for me, please?
Weathers, in the weather with the S of the N.
And the date of birth?
Date of birth is 10-4-87.
Thank you. And can you please confirm the address and telephone number for the participant?
Sorry, what did you say?
Could you please confirm the address and telephone
number? Oh, sorry, the address. 3511 Mount Vernon Street in Philadelphia, 19104, and the number is 267-551-929.
Thank you. And you said you're calling from Family First Home Care?
Yes.
Okay. Do you go by a different name for purposes of authorizations?
What?
Do you use a different name for authorization?
Oh, Family First Care, LLC.
Okay. So I'm not showing that as that you have an active authorization. How can I help you today with regards to this participant?
No, I'm calling to request authorization. She's in the process of switching over to our agency. And
okay.
The service coordinator is aware. I just want to speak with her to follow up on the oath. What, who is the service coordinator? Is she available?
I can see if she's available or
what's
if they're
name?
Available.
Yeah,
I cannot provide that because
her
right
name.
Now without an
authorization. Just the name.
I cannot provide that without an authorization. I cannot provide any information on this participant's
okay,
record.
Can you please transfer over, please?
I am going to see if they're available. Okay. One moment, please. I'll place you on hold.
I'm going to go to the next one.
said, though.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. The service coordinator is not available right now.
Absolutely.
I can get a message to them to have them reach back out to you. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
She's never available whenever we start calling.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
We tried several times calling and she's never available. How can we reach her?
This is the process you have to do, unfortunately. We can just send that message